great to know the vaccines are on the way, but the system is not, especially for seniors, very user-friendly. More than 4 million other New Jerseyans, in addition to the seniors who we were told were first in line, another 4 million are now also first in line, courtesy of Governor Phil Murphy, who made them immediately eligible. Again, this is in spite of, well, just about 200,000 doses currently being available in the state. The 1.5 million New Jersey seniors found themselves lumped in with a million other people with chronic medical conditions and 2 million smokers. Yeah, you might have missed this. Murphy made anyone who smokes eligible to go in the front of the line for the coronavirus vaccine. And as I said, the system, again, isn't user-friendly for seniors because, truth be told, many of them are not skilled when it comes to using the computer. As I mentioned, I believe, last week, there is a website for you to register if you're one of those elite first online or to find out when you can get online. That being the case, and computer literacy being limited among the senior population, the kids of these individuals are taking on the responsibility of dealing with the website. Oh, there is a phone line. If you have a day to kill, nothing better to do, 855-568-0545. This was launched on Tuesday. That's the good news. Bad news is it's automated, and when you call that number, you get a message to go to the website. Phone line's going to have supposedly live agents working starting this Monday. It'll be operating 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Certainly someone's going to question why the phone line wasn't set up first. Considering the administration had months to prepare for the vaccine rollout, it wasn't a surprise that they were coming. But then again, we're talking about New Jersey government, where planning into action goes first, thought and strategy, that comes after.